you, me, and all of us are very fortunate that we are here in Narazad Hall before Baba. This, the amount of the fortunate that you and all of us are, it is not revealed to you now. It will reveal to you later on, slowly, slowly, slowly. Because none of us yet know who Meher Baba is. When we say Meher Baba is God, this is Ilmul Yaqeen. When we see His divinity through the third eye, that is Ainul Yaqeen, means conviction through sight. This Ilmul Yaqeen is conviction through knowledge. I hear, I know from book, from geographical maps, that there is one city called London in Europe, in England. But I did not go there, I don't know it. But through conviction, through knowledge, I know there is city London, without fail. When I go there and see London from a distance, that is conviction through sight. And then, Haqqul Yaqeen. When I enter in London, in a house or in a hotel, when I stay there, I sleep there, I eat there, that is Haqqul Yaqeen, conviction through reality, you know, like that, you know. Ilmul Yaqeen, Ainul Yaqeen, Haqqul Yaqeen, conviction through knowledge, conviction through sight, and conviction through experience. Why I say we don't know Meher Baba up to now? All about Meher Baba, we see His man form. He is God inside this form, man form, which we can't see through these two eyes. These eyes made of, you know, flesh, blood, and finally become dust. This eye cannot see His divinity. His divinity could be seen by the third eye, which is here. He has to take this man form to appear amongst us. If he not take the man form, we'll be frightened from him. He said some other thing, he said is not of us. Just like that, you know. So, every time avatar comes, avatar is always in man form. Male, not female. Avatar comes always in Asia. Not Europe, not West, not Africa. Asia. In one sense, Asia and Africa and Europe are what one chunk of land connected with each other, but Asia is the main. Always avatar comes in Asia. In both cities. Avatar comes in male form, not female form. When avatar comes, no one can recognize him. Baba said, I was Rama, I was Krishna, and I was this, and I was that. I am Meher Baba, the very same ancient one in flesh and blood. I am this very same one, eternally worshipped and neglected, always remembered and forgotten. I am that eternal one whose past is worshipped and remembered, whose present is neglected and forgotten, whose future is always much desired and longed for. So, when avatar is in our midst, he has no value. not full value, Rav Baba will show his value when he breaks his silence and manifests himself to the world. The time is approaching. The time is coming. None of you think that Meher Baba has died and has broken his silence, has manifested himself to the world? No. Absolutely no. Meher Baba yet to break his silence. Meher Baba yet to manifest himself to the world. The moment Meher Baba breaks his silence, same moment Baba will manifest himself throughout the world. See, look here. There are two things. This is switch, this is light. But these two, in reality, are one. See, this is break of silence, this is manifestation. This cut comes, break of silence and manifestation. The moment Baba breaks his silence, his glory will be splashed all over the world. And people will come know who Meher Baba really is. Meher Baba says in Guru Prasad, I was there, Mandali were there, Iresh, Bau and Bindu, Mandali were there. Baba told Jangu Sukhadwala, go and bring Mrs. General Bhandari. He went on his scooter and brought her. When she came there, Baba in front of me and her and others, Baba said, when I manifest myself, I will physically appear. See, it is Baba saying, I was there. Baba said, I will appear physically 1,000 places all over the world at a time. It is not like this that Baba was at Ahmadnagar and after one day in Pune, after one day in Bombay, after 2 days in London. No. Simultaneously, at one time, Baba will be visible everywhere and that too physically. All the talk of Shabaram Varjavans in Zoroastrian, they expect the one to come. His name is Shabaram Varjavan from Iran. Zoroaster said, at the right appointed time he will come. His name will be Shabaram Varjavan. Alright. In Islam, in Muslim, they are expecting Imam Mahdi or Sahib-e Zaman. Both are same. No difference. Imam Mahdi or Sahib-e Zaman. Alright. 1400 years back, they said, he will appear, he will come at the time when the world is full of sin, chaos, confusion, unrest, no justice in the world. Just like present day, like this. So, 1,400 years back, they said, he will appear now. Then, Christian, they say, second advent of the Christ will be there. Definitely will come. And Hindu says, Kalki Avatar. Kal means machine. Kalki Avatar means avatar of the machine age. Meher Baba. Meher Baba has not broken his silence. Meher Baba is not dead. Meher Baba has not manifested himself to the world yet. Meher Baba taking rest at Meher Baba, upper hill, in his doom, in his crypt. But when time comes, he will come out. It is not difficult, not difficult. I can give you many similes that coming of Meher Baba amongst us, not at all difficult. Just like to drink a water, easier than that. See, Upasani Maharaj 8 o'clock at night, he was at Nagpur. 8 o'clock at night, came to Shirdi. 700-800 miles away. No train, no plane, no car can come with such a speed. When he came, 8 o'clock there, he told someone to send a telegram that tell them that Upasani Maharaj is here. They read the telegram, they could not believe it. They said, how is it possible? He was here, just 8 o'clock, and how he could be there at the same time? Later on, when someone from them came, they saw it, they believed one thing. Other thing is that Babajan was at Peshawar. Some fanatic Baluchis, because Babajan said, I am God. Anyone who realizes God, becomes one with God, he has the full right to say, I am God. If he is not realized, cannot say. When realized, drop and ocean become one. Atma and Paramatma become one. So the same thing, when Babajan said, I am God, she was by every point of the world all right. But the Baluchis and the Muslims could not tolerate this. They said, she says something anti-God. She blasphemes. She blasphemes. She says something of kufr. So they took her, dropped her into the ditch, and with chunam they covered. But Babajan, safe and sound, was here at Pune. Same time, she came to Pune and sat under the neem tree, and she was for many years there. So these are just one or two simile. There are many, 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 uncountable. Now for Meher Baba to appear in his same body, in his body, reappearing is very easy. The thing is that the time has not come yet. Time is approaching very fast. Very fast. It links with the world situation. When the right time comes, it falls. Maha said, of my own I will not break my silence. Of my own I will not break my silence. Universal crisis will make me do so. When the crisis will reach its absolute culmination, it makes me utter the word at that moment. That moment yet to come, has yet to come. It's not right, not right. The time is not right. And it's not very distant, just near, very near. It happened one time, I give one another simile and then go to other thing. The Sadguru Tajuddin Baba was in a military, but this time had come, he became God realized. And then the government considered him being a mad, so they put him in a lunatic asylum. And there was an iron gate with a big lock on it. Lock. But Tajuddin Baba would come and sit outside. The door is locked, iron gate is locked, and Tajuddin Baba would come sit outside. So the gatekeeper said, sir, if you do this and they see, they think I have taken you out. So what about my service then? Then he would go inside just like this, and the lock is there, the door is there like this. No, this is just this miracles. These are the miracles of the Sadguru. But what is the miracle of Avatar? Avatar's miracle is universal. Sadguru's miracle is of local, limited zone, limited. But avatar for the whole world. Just like sun comes and everyone in the world can see the sun.